Listening Library presents And We're Off by Dana Schwartz. Read for you by Lauren Fortgang. I was supposed to be having the time of my life. Sylvia Plath. The Bell Jar. 1. Stop it, Nora. You have more self-control than this. My fingers twitch on the keyboard, but my eyes don't move from the screen. It's not even that Nick's Facebook profile is that interesting. It's just, he changed his profile picture. Now, instead of the soccer team photo, he's posted a picture of him at a party, mid-laugh, looking away from the camera. His hair is wavy, almost wet-looking. In the corner of the picture is an arm that I know has to be Lena's because... Stop it! I slam my laptop shut, like I'm actually closing my mind to all things Nick Basilio. And I make the responsible, adult decision to turn my attention to something slightly less sexy than the second alternate goalie on the boys' varsity soccer team. The drawing I'm working on of Harry Potter and Draco Malfoy making out. The sneer in Draco's upper lip isn't quite right. I need to make it clear from their body language alone. This isn't a truth or dare peck between Drary. This is a full-blown kiss that's going to turn into some full-contact wand play in the Gryffindor common room later. The gay erotic fandom community on Tumblr has turned out to be surprisingly profitable. Last month, I made enough money from customers, people requesting the most specific scenes they could think of, that I was able to go to Six Flags with Lena. For $20, I'll draw a cartoon of any two characters of your choosing.